sunshine by the grace of Allah.
When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam went to Mount Tur to receive commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he read those commandments of the Torah Sharif before the Bani Israel and instructed them to abide by these rulings. When the Bani Israel heard these rulings of the Torah, straight away they refused to accept these commandments. As a consequence of their disobedience, divine torment struck them in such a way that all of a sudden Mount Sinai uprooted, flew and suspended in the air over the heads of the Bani Israel, who were living in a land that was covering an area of 3 miles in length and 3 miles in width. When the Bani Israel saw that the mountain is hanging over their heads, they all fell into prostration and started promising that they have accepted all of the rulings of the Torah and that they would also act upon them. By the time of prostration, they kept their cheek and left eyebrow on the ground and were looking with the right eye at the mountain to see whether it is falling upon them or not. Anyhow, when the Bani Israel repented and promised to comply with the rulings and commandments of the Torah, the mountain flew back and reset at its original place. The Holy Quran has described this event in a few places. For example, in Surah Al-A'raf, it is mentioned, وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Translation, and when we raised a mountain above them, as though it is a canopy, and they thought that it would fall upon them, we said, hold firmly onto what we have given you, i.e. Torah, and memorize what is in it, that perhaps you may become pious. May Allah Ta'ala make us all subservient and obedient to the commands of the Creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.